Hang Out with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather, on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is awesome to be back with you guys, and it is almost Christmas time. Yay! I hope you've got all your present shopping done. I hope that you are finally off work and taking some downtime and enjoying the beautiful weather that we are currently having here in Joburg. Today is my last day. I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to taking a break into the new year and just having some downtime. It has been a super busy year this year, but I'm looking forward to spending my final show with you guys, as always. And to kick us off, I am so excited. I headed through last night to go and see the Great Moscow Circus, which is currently in town until the end of January. And holy amazeballs, that is all I can say. I was literally blown away. And I know that's my go-to statement for everything, and I get blown away by a lot of things, but I was literally blown away. I was so excited to see this event. I had no idea what I was going to like see or what to expect. And the whole show was put together really well. It went on. It was quite long. It was actually about 2.5 hours. This is a human act only circus, so no animals, because we don't do animal circuses at all. That is not cool. And they are regarded as Russia's most famous export, and they are here to blow you away this festive season. They feature more than 65 circus superstars, including the best from Russia and the cream of the international circus world, and brings every possible circus favorite, from clowns to acrobats to death-defying daredevils to aerial artists and balancers and showgirls and so much more, all within a 1,700 seating, fully air-conditioned, thank goodness, because otherwise we would have died, mighty Great Moscow Circus Big Top Tent. My favorite acts, Quick Change, a very glamorous couple called Sixto and Lucia from Cuba, who literally changed outfits behind a little pop-up screen in like 2 seconds flat. This chick changed like 10 outfits in like less than a minute. I was like completely blown away. They were absolutely amazing. There was a fantastic young juggler called Jean Pablo Martinez from Mexico, who was everywhere juggling not only skittles, but he was blowing little Lumo ping pong balls from his mouth. It was absolutely amazing. Really, really impressed. And of course, the ultimate stars of the show, the Diorio Daredevils, who enter the Globe of Death, which is a metal cage where they do a 5-man motorbike stunt, which is unbelievable, literally unbelievable. And there was Scottish skipping, there was a master clown, Dmitry Shindrov, there were acrobats, trapeze artists. It literally was an absolute hit a minute, and I can't even begin to describe it. So if you were thinking of going or you hadn't heard about it yet, do make sure that you go through and see the Great Moscow Circus, now currently on at Monte Cassino. Do bear in mind, although it is a circus, which is technically kiddies entertainment, do make sure that your kids are well behaved and can actually sort of sit through a show. I had three little horrors with lightsabers running up and down in front of me, which completely ruined my show. And considering that it was 10 o'clock at night and they probably were between the ages of 5 and 2, they probably should have been in bed. So there are loads of matinee shows. So just sort of, you know, be thoughtful to other circus goers. And just, you know your kids' behavior, so keep it tidy. But it is a highly recommended show. I had an absolute blast. The ticket prices range from 595 Rand down to 195 Rand. And as I said, they are here till the end of Jan. So do yourself a favor and go and book on CompuTicket. Or you can also visit my website, heatherhook.com, and check out the Great Moscow Circus. And also, don't forget, if you haven't been yet, the Robin Hood pantomime is still running at the Joburg Theatre. The final show is on the 30th, Friday the 30th of December. So you still have another week. Do book your tickets and go through and see the show. It is absolutely, absolutely hysterical. All the info is on my blog, or you can head on over to Joburg Theatre's website as well. Really, really enjoyable. Now, there was a whole debacle on the go this week, and I felt the need to get involved because I was just like, I couldn't believe what was going on. So, as we all know, our very sweet and first female Idols winner, Norma Kamalo, who took the title not that long ago, was embroiled in a bit of an interesting debacle over the weekend, just before she was about to release her brand new album, which is called Joy. The story comes out, and this is the funniest thing, and I think the thing that I find probably the most amusing is, or not amusing, but interesting, is how quickly social media and media can go viral. And you've really got to be careful with what you say or accusations that you make. A struggling artist who was signed to a music label in 2012 co-wrote a song with the owner of the music label whilst under a contract stating that any songs or any material that she put together while signed to this publishing label would become the property of the publishing label. This all went down. The song got written. The song was titled Joy. The song went into the archives and got sold to another publishing company where it went into the archives. And Gallo Records, who managed Norma, were looking for songs for Norma. They were presented with some for her, took them to her. She read them. She liked Joy. She liked the lyrics. It resonated with her. They bought the song, went into studio, recorded the song, and the day before she was due to launch her album, this artist that had given away her rights in 2012 all of a sudden was releasing her own song, also titled Joy, and calling Norma and Gallo Records thieves without making sure that she had her facts straight. So off she went on a complete tangent, managed to almost tarnish Norma's name, and with some quick thinking from Gallo and getting correct statements and pulling out contracts, etc., etc., they managed to find out what the true story was. But I mean, really, I mean, you have to wonder how far people will go to try and get their moment of fame or a little bit of money, even as far as destroying another artist. You know, it really does make you think what's going on out there. All I can say is poor Norma. I think she's absolutely fantastic. She's been doing an amazing job. I just think the pressures of being an Idols winner cannot be easy. You get a lot of love, but on the flip side, you get a lot of hate as well. So if you are into supporting South African music and you want to do something cool, do go and download Norma's album, Joy. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Google Play, or if you want to get a physical copy, it is available in C&A stores and Musicas nationwide. So, and it's called Joy, and it's got a picture of her on the front, and it's a really cool album. So go and support local and lecker. Speaking of local and lecker, I'd love me some good food, and Tsokosan is celebrating the festive season with a super special promotion on South African bred Angus beef. That's pretty hard to beat. So the offer includes a grilled to perfection Angus ribeye steak with a whole bunch of other yummy stuff and French fries and a glass of Niederberg Private Bin Merlot 2006, which is valued at 150 rand a glass. So that's a nice little package that they've got on the go. And then if you love burgers as much as I do, they also include a grilled 200 gram Angus beef burger, also with melted cheeses and French fries, etc., etc., and a beer, which is it's a great price of 110 rand. So that's absolutely fantastic. So if you're looking for somewhere to go out and eat during the festive season, and again, support local, enjoy some local Angus beef, then you can head across to the Tsokosan restaurants at Sandton Sun, Palazzo Monte Cassino, 54 on Bath, Southern Sun Hyde Park, Garden Court, Sandton City, Southern Sun, Monte Cassino, Intercontinental Joburg, Sandton Towers, and Interconti OR Tambo. So even if you're traveling, you can pop into the Interconti at the airport and go and enjoy your last little bit of amazing South African beef before you head off to wherever you're going. So that's a super special. And sticking with Tsokosan, they've also done really, really well with their green environmental management policy that they've implemented lately. So they've been working on creating awareness and educating stakeholders on greener living and within their environment portfolio. So they've done quite a lot of measures in most of their properties, key cards that activate the power in the rooms, heat pumps instead of geysers, water-saving shower heads, correct air conditioners that don't waste electricity, LED lighting, and a lot of careful waste management. And their end goal is actually to achieve zero waste to landfill, which includes extensive reducing, reusing, recycling, and conserving natural resources. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. Tsokhosan is one of my favorite hotel chains, and I think this is great what they're doing. They actually also did quite a cool recent environmental education initiative with the Miss Earth Ambassadors. They did a one-day citizenship seminar for executives and staff to educate them on, among other citizenship priorities, climate change, and how to educate them to empower their colleagues and families and communities on the subject of climate change and the global realities that are facing our planet as a result of climate change and what we can do about it. So I thought that was kind of cool. So go and check out the Angus Beef, and if you want, you can also check out the Tsokhosan Green Policy. That is all on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, before I wrap up, if you're going to be, you know, all sad after Christmas because, you know, you're looking for a good party, you can head on over to the Boxing Day Rooftop Party, which is going to be taking place at the Gardens, which is in town, which is quite exciting. So, the Gardens is located in the heart of Joburg, and it is a beautiful rooftop garden, secret, hidden away from the hustle and bustle of city life, and it's hidden amongst the high-rise buildings of the Joburg CBD, and they're going to offer a fantastic Boxing Day party. So the lineup includes Tulani the Warrior, Weston and Engine, Catla Cat, Thorn Miller, and loads more. Doors open at 2 p.m., costs 100 Rand before 4 p.m. or 150 Rand after 4 p.m. There is underground parking on site at 162 Anderson Street in Joburg. It's 10 Rand a car, and there'll be food on sale and card facilities will be available. So the Gardens is located at 162 Anderson Street in Joburg, and that is going to be their Boxing Day rooftop party on Monday the 26th of December. It sounds quite cool. And that, guys, is it from me. I'm going to be heading off, taking a little break for the next 2 weeks, so I'll be back in the new year. I hope that you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year's. I hope that you get some rest after a very busy 2016. Spend time with friends and family and just basically unwind and rest and get ready for 2017. I will still be posting on all my social media platforms, don't worry. I'll be doing it from the pool. There'll probably be lots of pool and garden shots, which is where I'm planning on spending most of my holidays. If you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And you can check out my website, heatherhook.com, for any updates. I will still be posting sporadically throughout the holiday period. Guys, I look forward to chatting to you again in 2017. Take care, look after yourselves, and I'll see you or chat to you then. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.